Some good news for the gaming industry as it gets to 100 million yearly revenue. This is for the first time. So next stop is the aim of being a billion-dollar industry. Board member of the Game Developers Association, Stephen Knightley, is with us. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
That 100 million, how quick did you get there?
We got there in about 5 years.
Jeez, that's amazing. And what are you projecting for the 100 million to a billion?
We reckon we actually realistically can do that within 10 years. And that would put us in the likes of those other great New Zealand export sectors, like, you know, our billion-dollar-plus wine industry or our multi-billion-dollar film industry.
Does it still fly a bit below the radar? Does it get taken seriously or as seriously as it should do?
So it flies below the radar because we're export-orientated. 97% of what we just sell overseas. So we don't really sell it to Kiwis. So people probably don't even know that we have this flourishing game industry locally.
That's amazing.
And then I know you asked, you know, does it get taken seriously because it's just games, because it's just frivolous, because it's just entertainment? Well, yeah, but that's a $100 billion entertainment sector. So, look, the people who play games, which actually the majority of New Zealanders do, they know it's a fun pastime. They know it's a valid thing that they do. And, you know, we've now got the numbers to say, well, look, it's a serious business.
We did a story on Seven Sharp the other night, had the over 65 as a big growth area. They, you know, it's good for your brain, it's good for your agility, stuff like that. And as far as game sales are concerned, they're booming.
Exactly. So, yeah, the fastest growing group of gamers are those 65s plus. And so gaming's really diverse. It's not just shooting games or Dungeons and Dragons games. It might be puzzle games or it might be mobile smartphone games. So, yeah, don't buy into the stereotypes.
Are you linked into schools to go, look, kids, this is where it can go and this is an industry and there's training and there's jobs and stuff? Do they know all of this?
I think the word is getting out there, and it's great. There's several New Zealand universities and tertiary institutes that now have like specialist gaming qualifications. And the great thing is, look, even if you become a game developer and then you fail, you become an incredibly skilled app developer. It's actually quite complex. If you have students, you have children who say, oh, I'd love to make games, The good news for parents is you have to tell them to study calculus, statistics, and physics at high school.
Is geography an issue at all, given that we're at the bottom of the world, or you've usurped that?
Look, no, it's not. And not even within New Zealand. You know, there are game studios in places like Westport, and Dunedin is probably one of our fastest growing sectors. So you could do it from anywhere. You can do it from the beach.
Isn't that amazing? Hey, I'm so glad it's going well for you. And so one of the stories was, we did it a few months ago. Was it a French company that fell over here?
There was. And look, ultimately that just came down to corporate politics back home in France.
Right.
And the thing I was really proud about is we effectively hired all of those people within a few months after
that. Good. So they've been soaked up, in other words.
They have.
Good. Good to talk to you, Stephen. Appreciate your time very much. Stephen Knightley, board member of the Game Developers Association. It's incredible what we're doing in this country, and you need to tell more stories.